Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Aquaman gets a new release date. The Flash movie seems unlikely to hit its release date, and Captain Boomerang runs about with his wang out today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Yeah! What's up, guys?
I was right in the mic, wasn't it?
I was really right trying hard to rhyme boomerang with Wang in some way.
It came
so
back around.
Hard.
I feel like in honor of him, you guys have to hang out with your Wang out for the show, so...
Not on the Popcorn Talk Network.
No one wants to see that from me.
Although Mikey Christmas and I do look like we might be in some kind of synchronistic boy band.
Where am I going from there? I'm trying to move
situation.
From the mic. There we go. And it's my new shirt.
That
I love
is cool.
It.
You guys didn't plan that at all, right?
We didn't plan this. In fact, I only left the jacket on because earlier this week, I don't know if you know this, but Mike the Killer, now we're calling him Kalinowski, was victorious in a Schmodown battle.
I'm kind of sad we're losing Mikey Christmas, though. Because do we have to start calling him Mike the Killer? Or Killer?
I think so.
No, it's Killer Kalinowski, right?
Killer Kalinowski.
It's not Mike the Killer Kalinowski. It's just Killer Kalinowski.
Yeah, but I think they dropped
the Mike the Killer.
Yeah, but. Mike the Killer.
So some people were saying that no, we have to fight in some kind of schmodown, and then somebody said us versus each other, and they said I was Superman and you were Batman.
I agree on that one. I was like, all right.
To which I was like, whatever. But then you tweeted that picture of your outfit, dude.
Yeah,
worth every penny.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
What do you mean?
Wear?
It's not done yet. What
no,
do you mean?
No, it's not done yet. I got to finish it up. I got to get the emblem finished. I've been
messing around. So wait a second. Is it being custom made or did you order it from someone? Like, what do you mean? What's the process?
Outfit for the Schmodown or what
no,
is it?
No, he's got this amazing photorealistic
bat suit. I told you, I have suits.
Yeah, you have suits.
Born in better than Affleck's. I mean...
It's coming along. I have a cowl that I'm working on. And
so the cowl isn't even ready yet?
No.
So who is this that you go to? Who's constructing this?
Oh, he does it.
Some of the stuff is made for me. Some of the stuff I build.
7 years of sewing classes.
I took some costume construction in college.
Jesus Christmas.
Mikey Christmas must have a bunch of elves working for him.
Ho, 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 ho.
Anyway. I'll be one of your elves. I'm pretty short.
You dress like an elf too today with this kind of red. If I give you a hat and some ears, you'd be an elf.
I was trying to impress you. I feel like this is Christmassy.
I love it.
Here we are today. It is Mikey Christmas's. We're full on into his season. Everybody's touching each other. Johnny Laquasto not here, unfortunately.
Yeah, Johnny.
But as we said, we have Mikey Christmas is here.
I'm here.
And then also, of course, the crown jewel of the DC Movie News Show, Miss Roxy Stryer. How are you today?
I'm doing well because I'm excited. We have so much news to talk about. We just have so much.
There's actually not a lot of new breaking news. This has been a week of a lot of trailers, but since DC has kind of blown its wad on trailers, it's been a lot of Marvel trailers, and I think there was like Baywatch today, and there was teasers, and like
50 Shades of Darker.
50 Shades Darker, which didn't look good.
50 Shades looked really good.
It did?
I like that. Oh.
Did you really like the first one?
It's okay.
What's happening?
Hey,
what's happening?
Wow. I liked the chemistry between the two actors. The script needed work.
Man, you know, this guy.
Mike likes a little sensuality.
Right? Mikey likes a little sensuality.
That's a little more than a little.
Hey. Who knows?
Oh, boy. So how are you guys? So you were in a Schmodown. What was the nature of this battle? Was it comic book release? Was it DC movie release?
I am an old college... acquaintance of Christian Hartloff. We were fraternity brothers together.
Okay.
We were frat bros together.
Okay.
We had not stayed in contact until I moved out to Los Angeles, and then it was just a matter of he took his whole, the schmoes know, and then moved up with Collider, and he's really gone huge. And we finally connected after so many years, and he brought me on to, actually, it's kind of because Far, Far Away, the podcast, he brought me on that because he knew I was a big Star Wars guy. Because in the fraternity, when Phantom Menace came out, he remembered I dressed up in my Obi-Wan costume and went to the premiere all dressed up for that.
Do you still have it?
The Obi-Wan one? No. But so he brought me on there with Tiffany Smith and John Roken, those guys.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And then yeah. passed on to you guys because you guys were looking for a guest or something. I think in
new
contacted
he was,
me.
He was responsible for the inception of this show too. At Once Upon a Time, but
so
you
I
know.
Brought in from that. But then he brought me on there. He knows my knowledge is diverse, not just comic book related. I know a lot of people were upset that I came out to Captain America, the theme song.
Okay,
but just that was my little nod to, hey, I'm not just a DC guy.
So
I know my stuff.
I'm more than a DC.
So it was straight up movie trivia that you were.
Oh
battling.
Yeah, all movie trivia.
And
not
you,
just DC stuff. I
did
didn't
you
get
win
DC
by
question.
A landslide? No DC questions.
Yeah,
did you get
a
comic
lot of
book movie questions?
About that.
I TKO'd. I TKO'd her.
What does that mean?
Technical knockout.
Oh, I know it. I mean, I know what it means, but...
we did not make it to the final round with questions.
Okay, good.
But she was a great competitor. I was going to be very concerned if it would have gone down to geek trivia for both of us, because she knows her stuff. She knows.
I gotta
stuff,
tell you,
so
I'm a big fan of that show, and I do. I would love to go on that show. I have no idea how I do because I'm like your classic. Oh, playing at home, you're invincible. But when you're actually doing it, I know.
I watched it all the time to study these competitors.
When you watch, do you do well?
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes
it's,
I'm like, I would have won, and sometimes
luck
I'm like,
the draw.
Oh, not even close.
It is luck
there's
the
some
draw.
Stuff that, you know, every once in a while, I'll like know this random movie from 1930s
they
or
had,
something.
They have the spinning of a wheel in the second round, and my spin got on Action Adventure. So I was like, I'm going to clean up.
That's okay. Good.
I lucked out.
Edward Mulfall, happy birthday on Monday.
Hey, happy birthday. Oh, and Sky Patterson. You, baby. You,
baby.
Okay, so do you guys want to talk about...
Let's get into it.
Okay, we're going to get into it. You can still tweet us questions. We asked you to tweet us some questions.
Yeah, I've got that going on.
So we're going to have some general DC knowledge. I actually want to talk a little bit about the DC schedule with you, the chat role. I'm curious to what your opinions are. But let's kick it off with Joe Manganiello was on an ESPN or a sports... talking show. Yep. I guess he's a big Pittsburgh fan, and they tried to get a little info out of him about the Batman movie, and he basically said it's about Gotham. It's about a guy who dresses up as a bat, and I play the world's greatest assassin
with one eye.
With
covered.
One eye. Yeah. So you know, no new information there. He did say and the guy also said the I forget the name of the host, but he was like, "Oh, so you've wrapped that?" And he's like. No, we start shooting it this year.
So his exact quote was, oh, no, we will start at some point this year, it looks like.
Yeah, which I assume to mean 2017, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't mean, obviously.
He doesn't mean in the next couple weeks.
Next week.
And it's Rick Eisen, wasn't that?
Rick Eisen, right.
Rich Eisen, sorry, Rich Eisen show.
So, yeah, so, I mean, nothing new there. It's just that same kind of thing where I think we're really waiting on either Affleck to be happy with the script.
It's got
to
be.
Script and the deal. The script and the deal, like, because, you know, it's a brilliant thing. Like, you know, you weren't here last week, so it was a little one-sided me ranting, and I know a lot of people wish you were here to defend things, because, you know, sometimes I get a little dark. But it seems to me that Affleck has all the cards, because he said there's no contract for the movie, so he doesn't have to get into one of these situations where he signs on to direct a Batman movie, and then it's not the movie that we all want.
Okay.
Because, ultimately, and this is what I offered him, like... He'll walk. I mean, he's not signed up for any future films beyond Justice League.
Maybe I should have watched the whole episode because I know people were saying that you were saying that Affleck's gonna walk, but
not that he's going to. But
the way it's worded, people coming to me, I should have. He's the kind of direct actor. He will, I think, bow out of the project if it comes down to push or shove. And that's not DC. That's not WB replacing him. That's them going. Batman's our biggest character. What do we do now? Because our star we wanted is gone.
I'm glad you're here with the other side of it because perhaps the way I was saying it, it came off like I wanted that to happen or something like that. I'm just saying it's an interesting standstill you have because he's not signed beyond this film. They want him to direct this film, but how many times, and Affleck more than anyone, how many times has this guy been dragged through the dirt in his career? And you could say all his millions, it's not fun to be kicked in the face in the public.
What do you think about the fact that Justin in the chat says Affleck's waiting to see how Justice League does? Do you feel like
what's
holding him
off? Remember what happened? He finally came back, didn't want to do Batman. Didn't want to do Superman.
Yeah.
But he's like, and they showed him, he's like, this is going to be different. He comes in, and then they blow up the internet with those memes of sad Affleck. like in the meeting with him and Cavell at the, where he's like, what do you think about the press? And he just was like, oh my God, I'm going through this again. So why would he go a third time?
I don't think he's waiting to see how Justice League will do. I think he knows how Justice League will do because he made Justice League.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I think he knows
the
film that they're looking at. I also don't think that there's any way that he could wait till December 2018 to decide, or 2017, I guess, next year it would be, to move forward on that film.
I could see the execs going, Jesus, why isn't he making up his mind? What do we got to do? Could someone please tell him we got to get this film going? But I think the ball's in Affleck's court. They love him.
That's what I'm saying. Ball's in Affleck's
they
court.
They love him as a director. They've got Oscar buzz already with, was it Live by Night coming out?
Yeah. What did someone just said? What if Affleck is just never happy? But I know. Heavy as the head that really wears the crown.
I didn't know this. Affleck recently was in an interview for The Accountant, and they were saying Batman is one of his top five favorite roles he's ever done.
Yeah.
So he loves the character now. So I think he's just, for everyone, wants to be the best it can be.
I'm keeping in mind that nobody watched that and was like, Ben Affleck was the worst part of the movie.
Right, he actually is.
He got away the most shrapnel-free because he took it all on the front end. And also, I thought the Suicide Squad stuff was okay. It didn't make me like, oh my God, Batman's here. It was like, it was fine.
Yeah.
But the Justice League stuff that we saw, as little as it is, that got me excited. Yep. That said to me, like, he's got the attitude, he's got the smirk. That I'm excited about that. Aquaman, probably the project that I'm for some reason least nervous about because I feel like James Wan's going to make a great film, and I feel I love the casting. That finally has a release date, but it is not, as previously reported, July 27th, which is now the same release date as Mission Impossible 6. Now that has taken the October 5th, 2018, which some people previously suspected was going to be the Batman
date. That's right. I was one thinking that was going to be Batman,
So what do you guys think about that? Good news, bad news, don't care?
Release dates, to me, especially when they haven't even started filming, it's just a chessboard, and studios got to move, and to move away from Mission Impossible 6 is a very good
It just makes
move.
Sense.
I think that
it's
opens
a very
up
good move.
The conversation that you wanted to have, though, just about scheduling in general, because if we're pushing that off, what does it mean for the rest of our
so
films?
So here's where it gets interesting. Flash, the film that does not currently have a director, was previously supposed to be the first film after Justice League Part 1, occupying a February or March?
March release date.
Okay, March. Which means that if they start shooting Flash like next week, that's 14 months away. Which I think you all agree is like not a lot of time for a big effects heavy film.
Especially when we still don't have a director.
Doesn't have a director. So, first question, is there any chance in hell that The Flash is keeping that March release date?
I say absolutely zero. Absolutely zero.
It depends if WB has a movie they can move into it.
Okay.
Because they're not just going to give the day away. They're going to move. They've got to move something.
That's an interesting point of view.
Well, do you think that there's any chance that the Batman movie would go there instead? Because it would take too long to film?
They don't even have the script ready. I think The Flash has its script.
Yeah, that's the thing. People were saying, Batman's going to go there. Unless it's, like LaQuasta would like to say, the biggest swerve.
I don't see that happening.
I don't think it really exists
Batman has its team, though. Batman has its team.
But so does Flash.
No, Flash doesn't have its team.
Aside from director, Flash has everything.
That's a huge deal.
So there is the possibility that they haven't started production on Flash yet. I was just going to say that maybe they started the set pieces and they're going to plug everything in later.
I look at the Flash like an Ant-Man situation. They've got everything going. They've been going. The director and Marvel were fighting forever. He leaves. Another director steps in and just goes. I think this Flash has been going for a while. I mean,
so there was.
I think it's an Ant-Man situation where if they get the right director that can work with the studio, I think they're going to be okay.
I think it's
they're not doing that.
What'd you say?
What's up?
You've got to hope they're not doing that whole Ant-Man thing because that was a flaw. As much as I'm as much as Zach L. loves Ant-Man,
I loved Ant-Man.
That movie was super flawed, specifically because you had two creative teams trying to. You had one creative team with not enough time to redo what had been done already.
Right. Okay.
And you don't want to hamstring Flash like that. You want to let the team work through all the problems.
I know for the DC movie news drinking game, I'm going to mention Marvel, so you're going to take a shot. DC's not in the same place Marvel was at that point where kind of get away with a little this.
Plug
I mean, like, Flash has got to be, it's got to be good. Like, you don't have the goodwill and the people saying, like, invested in the universe.
Thinking this brings up a good point. None of these films are as tied together as a Marvel universe. You know, we're not looking for Flash to build to something. So if it's like Aquaman
that's
standalone.
That's not true. We've got Justice League.
But that we don't know that that has anything to do with what's going on in the Flash film.
They're completely tied together, though. Because we're taking the same characters and then we're putting them together as,
right.
League.
And Justice League.
And potentially Justice League 2.
Right, listen, but you just mean, right.
No, because Justice League 2 is not a direct sequel. There is no...
Right.
So what happens in Justice
League...
We don't know what it is. Let me finish.
Yeah.
Justice League, what happens in that, the Flash is on his own in his movie. Yeah.
No, he's not. He's a cyborg.
But it's still established in Justice League, so that's groundwork done. Wonder Woman is separate from what's going on.
Start again. What are you talking about?
The fact that they're not having to shoehorn Flash to reach an endpoint.
Flash, I do think they need him to reach an endpoint.
In his solo film.
Yes.
What's the endpoint?
Well, he's
what,
got...
What are they building to? What is Aquaman, Wonder Woman, and Flash building to?
I see what
you're
saying. Nothing at the end of Flash needs to dovetail into, like, the Justice League Part 2. Like,
right.
So it has as much autonomy as potentially Ant-Man has.
And the way that BVS had to end in Batman and Wonder Woman creating the Justice League, you're saying Flash doesn't have to do that.
I don't think Flash will do that.
Oh, well, of course it's not going to do that because we just did that with BVS.
Right.
But I do think that Flash is going to leave in a way that we still have Flash as a player on our team and so that Flash can be used in other movies.
But it's going to be a standalone film.
You're just saying that if, for example, and I'm not saying that this is what it is, but if we're building to Darkseid War, that Flash is not necessarily the next stepping stone in that. It's its own film with its own plot. And I hope that that's true.
Just like an issue of the comic where you could pick up an issue of the comic and what's going on in Justice League is not going on in the Flash comic. I think that's what's going on.
What about how will that affect the Cyborg movie then? I think
Cyborg's off the table.
Mm. Yeah, because it's, again, okay, so now we get into those 2019 release dates, and like, if you still, because it seems likely that if there's going to be a Batman, can't happen before 2019 right now. Like, right?
I want it to, I really do, but I don't see it happening.
So, but when you and say assume that would be a priority.
Okay, let's look at his films. He's got Justice League.
Whose films?
Affleck's. Justice League. Then he's got to work on the Live by Night press and all that and live that for a couple months.
Isn't he directing another one before Batman?
I don't think so.
I thought that there was another one. Guys, can you double check on that? I thought he had another one that he was doing with Universal. Or is Live by Night with Universal?
Live by Night is WB.
Warner Brothers? Okay, I had heard he had another film that he's doing with Universal. And then potentially Batman after that.
Gosh,
So Cyborg's
what's on Affleck's list right now?
Yes.
He's got The Batman in pre-production.
Right.
He's got Live by Night, and then they just announced Witness for the Prosecution, which is scheduled for 2018.
Right. So that's the film before Batman.
Okay.
But again,
that's only pre-production as well.
Barring huge swerve.
And that's just as an actor you're talking about.
Right. What?
That's as a director.
That's as a director.
Oh.
That's just as a director. Who, that doesn't even count
things. Can you click in there
and
see what studio it is?
Which one?
Witness for the Protection. See
what's think that might that might be the Universal
one. What is Thirst that he's working on?
That's Sky Patterson confirms Batman is coming out November 1st, 2019. Thank you, Sky Patterson. That is...
Who is Sky Patterson?
He's one of our very favorite chat row people.
And all right.
That's so sad you don't know who he is, because he definitely knows who you are. He thinks you're real cute.
Well, hold on. I probably know the look on the... I know people by the face on the Twitter handle.
While Mike is getting fawned over...
What?
Just an update for you guys.
Sky, are you on Twitter?
Here's what's on the docket. And March 2018 is very full. So it would be, like, for WB or anyone to put anything in there, they're entering a packed market. You've got an untitled Fox Marvel property coming out at the beginning of the month. It's probably New Mutants, but it hasn't been announced. Wreck-It Ralph 2 comes out on March 9th.
Right.
Then you have Tomb Raider coming out on the 16th.
That's the one that was competing directly with Flash
at
this current moment that I was trying to think of before the show.
Yeah. The week after, that's like Robin Hood Origins is the biggest thing.
Oh,
so that week's like a little light. But then you have Ready Player One from Spielberg
coming out
on March 30th. Oh. Ready Player One of the adaptation of the VR based novel.
Oh, I know. That's actually a book I read. It's really good. So Zach L., do you agree with me? Like, do you think there's no way that Flash is going to keep its original date now that it's especially competing with Tomb Raider?
No. If they did, it wouldn't be a good movie. And, not anything about, like, whether the people are talented or not. That's just too
it would
short
just be
of a
rushed.
Timetable. Either they would have to... It's too hot. Flash is an effects-heavy superhero. I would actually say if it was... I think that Batman has a better shot because you can do a lot with Batman that can be practical effects.
Right, but if it wasn't... him for Affleck, maybe it would have a better shot, but it seems like he is dragging his feet a lot. So I agree with you, Zach, but I'm not sure, listening to these guys talk, I'm not sure that we're going to get a Batman.
Oh, I don't think that Batman's going to go there. I just mean, like, production-wise, you could pull it off in that time
table. So then does WB lose that date?
Or I really think so.
Or do they put something from the shelf there?
No. Isn't Tomb Raider WB?
Is it? No. I have no idea.
The original ones were Paramount. The Jolie ones were Paramount, but I thought that they got the rights to that. But come on, Tomb Raider doesn't hold a candle to Flash. Flash would destroy that in the box office.
Yeah, but it just doesn't make sense to open two franchise openers.
I agree.
It hurts for everybody.
I agree.
Stupid for everybody. Okay, so Zack Snyder.
That is WB.
It is.
I knew
strange.
It was.
Oh, so, and when did they announce Tomb Raider definitely going in that day?
I don't know if they did, but that's
that was the Flash day.
This is all according to Movie Insider, so dog ear.
So I think let's go on that. We'll leave that.
They are
hypothetical, but I think
if they're inside,
they'll put Tomb Raider there, and because they're ready to go. Tomb Raider's ready to film.
Oh, Tomb Raider's happening. That's nothing slowing that train down.
So yeah, put that at the March one.
All right, so Flash is up
I would in the rather
air.
And as much.
So do you think Aquaman is going to be the next? Okay, then the final question is Aquaman the film. To be after Justice League, so you have November, and then so that would mean that you have a film in November of 2017, and then no other DC film until October of 2018. That's almost a year.
But you know, I'd rather maybe WB's going. You know what, guys? We rush this. We need to
slow down. Slow the train down. But that's crazy.
Don't you think they could pick a summer date
for Aquaman?
No, Aquaman's already got it saved.
For Flash.
Oh, for Flash.
Oh,
so, yeah, that was another thing that some people were suggesting, that Flash will move to spring or summer. I saw some people saying maybe April, maybe spring. I agree. That is a strong likelihood. But those dates got to be at
for
a premium,
me,
too.
Oh, they've got to be. For me, what's the interesting question is why is WB, you know, with the whole Batman Affleck, that movie will get made and it'll make $1 billion. There's no doubt about that.
And it's going to be freaking great.
They need to focus on getting that.
Is that the actual number we're guessing?
Bajillion, I'll say that.
Bajillion.
They really need to, I don't know what's going on.
And talk about separate from Justice League and everything. I want a movie that is its own movie.
Yeah. The Flash, they need to, I don't know what's behind the scenes happening. They need to get a director on this damn thing. They need to focus on that. Let Affleck worry about his script. Ooh. He'll get out there. Let Manganiello talk dates he wants. That film will go and it'll be great.
What do you guys think about Man of Steel 2? A lot of people in the chat are saying Man of Steel 2, ready to go. We're ready to go.
And Amy Adams says they're working on a script, so.
I would not
want that to happen. That's even more so than a Flash film.
It takes Zack Snyder like 2.5 years every time he starts one of these films, right? It took like 2.5 years to make BVS.
You know,
it took like 2.5 years to make
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel
2 was not a Zack Snyder project.
J.J. Abrams.
But again, it would already have to be announced. I'm just saying the schedule is really interesting, and I'm much more interested in getting good movies than them sticking to their schedule. Look for schedule announcements, and that's why. And that this goes back to that Heroic Hollywood article, which is like it's a little weird that the actors are more outspoken about these films than anybody from the studio.
Yeah,
even Geoff Johns hasn't been trotted out to be our mouthpiece yet. But nobody has.
We're hearing things from like Ezra Miller,
and I think the only reason they are the ones that are because they all are in movies right now and they're all doing press tours, so they can't sit there and go nope, can't talk. They want to be engaged into the fans, so like, guys,
you are 100% right. So Mike Kalinowski, they're there and they always finish those talks with like, hey, tell us about this other little nugget.
And she's like,
killer
guys,
Kalinowski.
I can't talk about it.
He's the killer.
Yeah, I know, you gotta ask it. We're sitting here, we're filming soon. You know, they're not, you know, Geoff Johns doesn't have a movie that he's got going on
if
where they could ask him.
I want, like, a very limited amount of great use of Superman in Justice League, but then I need the promise of Man of Steel 2, like, coming. Like, I'm telling you, I go back, I want that, like Star Trek 3, like, he's coming, he's just a Deus Ex Machina kind of character.
Yeah.
And then it's at the end, because it's clearly not his film, but he's going to come back in that film.
Yeah.
Kathy says, Roxy's always putting down Man of Steel. Yeah, I didn't like it.
I'm the most outspoken about the love of BVS, but I have faith that we're going to get the Superman that everyone wants.
Well,
I really think we will.
Okay, so moving on. Zack Snyder, once again, is in the Star Wars mood. If you remember before The Force Awakens, they were doing a lot of back and forth between J.J. Abrams.
He loves Star Wars, that guy.
And, like, putting the Batmobile underneath, like, the Millennium Falcon and things like that.
And the tweets back and forth.
So he threw up this one picture of Batman using, like, the Kryptonite spear, but it was, like, a double-headed Darth Maul-style
Sith saber.
Lightsaber.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool. And then if Zach L. can make it happen, we're going to watch the actual BVS trailer mashup Vader Star Wars thing.
Awesome.
Which is a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
He spent some time on this thing, whoever he got to do this for him.
Yeah.
It's just like some intern happy to be working for him.
But like
right?
Those stormtroopers and stuff, I was like, okay, that's...
I was thinking about that too, like finding all of the quotes even, just finding all of the words. That's got to be tough.
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go, guys. Here is Zack Snyder's latest opus.
The opus?
BVS.
Opus.
He doesn't throw a Lucasfilm LTD thing up here, which no. I think he should have done.
I think he'd get in trouble for that.
Don't you think Lucas would be like, ah.
Yeah, no.
Great disturbance in the Force.
In the Force.
You're like, what?
Is that your emperor?
I kind of just have one Star Wars voice.
And it's just a generic? Covers them all?
Yeah.
Strong.
You can do Yoda?
Yeah. But my Yoda sounds like Stitch.
You hear it.
A dangerous type.
I'm telling you, this makes me almost want to see B and S versus E and D.
Through a not, there is no trust.
That is
like Stitch.
That is not a good Yoda.
Through a not, there is no try.
X-wings flying behind Superman.
See, that's why I stick with the chair.
Wookiees. And what does it say? No more Jedi.
Fallen, I think Fallen Jedi. Jedi. Or False Jedi.
False Prophet.
This is cool.
False God.
Yeah, his face just staring at the darkness.
Forever. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Consume you it will.
Consume you it will. Consume you it will. No, it gets worse and worse.
Oh, there it is. There's the Sith Saber. Oh.
Hey, they spent some time or money on this thing.
Yeah,
I know!
I love that.
Tell me, do you embrace the dark side?
Ah!
You will.
Oh my god. Daddy. So wait, was that Kal-El with the kryptonite
wait,
saber?
Wait for
with the
it.
Green saber.
Wait for it.
Wait.
Your lack of faith disturbing.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Exactly.
Nailed it. So good. You know, that's the first time I actually watched the whole thing of that.
Like
that was so much fun.
Jewish grandmother.
I find your
grandfather.
Lack of faith disturbing.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
I find it disturbing.
Alright, well cool.
I like things like that. What?
What
was he saying?
What was that, Zach L?
Zach, voice of God.
Do you guys think Batman would be on the dark side?
Would Batman be on the dark side?
I would think he could control it if he went to find out about it, but I think it might overtake him. He's got a little bit of a dark heart. But he always pulls through in the end.
The BVS one might be. I think BVS was Batman on the dark side.
And
trying
his redemption
to use that,
coming to
right,
the Force.
He was like, no, I can handle this Sith power.
Yeah.
And then like in Justice League, he's like, you know what, I'm going green.
I gotta go back to the side.
Yeah,
of the,
yeah.
I gotta go back to the light
yeah,
side.
Yeah, yeah. I think this
and
him embracing his dark side.
Superman
absolutely.
Brings him back.
So that's fun. Also fun is sometimes people on the Twitter do things. So Army Hammer
this whole
was shabacle. Having a little bit of fun
My
with
God.
Joe Manganiello. So Joe Manganiello congratulates Army Hammer, and it's mysterious. And so
it started before that when Army Hammer started tweeting saying, so excited to announce that I will be playing... my new guitar that I haven't picked up since whatever it was.
Okay.
And, like, tweeted out many things, like, minutes apart. And people were freaking out. And then he tweeted at Joe saying, so great to see you, my man, or whatever. And Joe tweeted back being like, yeah, congrats again. Can't wait to see you soon, or some crap like that. And people are like, oh, my God, he's Harvey. He's Dick. He's what? Like, people are throwing
he's
everything
Hal Jordan.
Out. Yeah, like...
I think it's just two guys having fun with the internet.
So you think no smoke, no fire?
I don't think it's anything.
Nothing.
What has Army Hammer been up to?
I mean, this is a guy who was supposed to be Batman.
He was. He was supposed to be. And
he was cast.
Mortal and Batman.
And now?
And he did Lone Ranger.
I mean, this
he
is
was
a guy
great.
Who needs a hit.
He was
a really good actor.
Great in Man from U.N.C.L.E. Great in Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah, which was really kind of underrated and underappreciated.
But that said...
Oh,
he
I didn't see Nocturnal
tower,
Animals.
He would tower
see that?
Over
is he
Affleck.
In that?
I guess so. I didn't
not,
know that.
Not tower over Affleck, but he would stand a little tall next to Affleck because he's 6'4", 6'5", this Army Hammer guy.
This Army Hammer guy. What about, talk about my Jewish grandmother.
Army Hammer, this Army fella.
This
what about Captain Shazam?
That I could see. He'd make a better Captain Shazam.
You
make a better Shazam.
What it is?
I mean, I'm just looking at his type. Is, you know, he'd be a good Shazam.
He'd be a great
Shazam. I mean, what, you got
Shazam. I don't see him as Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, I gotta say, and you still think,
he kind of looks like Ryan Reynolds.
Who do you think is the first Green Lantern we're going to be introduced to, assuming that we get something?
Oh, the first one?
Yeah, assuming in Justice League, you think it's Hal?
Abin Sur? We're going to get an Abin Sur coming to Earth.
Or something like that.
Showing that opening the world of the Guardians to Earthlings.
And you think, this is our real big bet, is you think they're going to go with just Hal, no Jon Stewart, or do you think Jon Stewart's going to be
there'll
be
multiple ones in there.
Well, they already announced that.
I think it's got to be guaranteed that Jon Stewart's in this film one way or another.
It brings color to it.
I think so. Yes.
It's a smart move. It brings an entire demographic to the movie. Absolutely.
Somebody is...
But I love... There was talk this week, Jamie Dorn of 50 Shades of Grey as Lantern.
We talked about it last week.
Right, but didn't Geoff Johns kill that?
I think he'd be great.
Yeah, didn't somebody kill that?
Johns killed it.
Oh. So Johns retweeted Umberto, right?
Yeah. Umberto, was tweeting at the account that tweeted it.
But it's funny. It's so funny with people, you know, saying absolutely not, because when they were denying that rumor, people threw up on Umberto's page, hey, dude, you claimed that Jim Parrick was Deathstroke in Suicide Squad. Like, he had a tweet, absolutely, Jim Parrick is Deathstroke, and it's not. So it's like, as much as these people that are Hollywood insiders try to claim it, the people, WB Casting, that's the people who knows who's being cast.
Yeah.
Mike, that's how tall are you?
I'm 6 feet.
He's 6 feet. The chat wanted to know. I think they're trying to cast you.
So yeah, so Affleck is huge, too. Affleck is 6'4 as well, so I don't know how big Army Hammer is.
It's so crazy how I have no sense of that. Like, to me, you guys are 7 feet tall, both of you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't
because
know.
You're so far down on the ground.
6'1", 6'2", Adam?
I'm 6'2", with the hair. When the hair is working as it fully is, I'm definitely
6 feet tall, 6'5", with the afro. Mm. Anyone know that movie reference? Anyone in the chat?
Clueless? You
what was it?
6 feet tall, 6'5", with the afro. Hmm. It's a sports announcer. Anyone?
The basketball movie with Will Ferrell.
Tom Cruise. No. What's the name of that movie where he... Jerry Maguire is what I was going
to
say.
No.
What is it?
Here he comes onto the field. So-and-so, 6'5", 6'10", with the afro. I don't know the exact height.
God, you're still in the schmodown. I have no idea. You're just a trivia madman.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if anyone in the chat's getting it, but no one's getting it. I'm not going to... I'll hold off. We'll see if
anyone's getting it. Any Given Sunday? Do you want me to just name sports movies?
Let's continue and see if anyone pops
remember
up.
Remember the Titans?
So, no!
Can I ask you guys a question about Green Lantern?
What, is Fletch?
Hugh Highland Fletch. You, sir.
You probably Googled it.
What do you get?
He Googled it.
What was the answer?
Fletch.
I guess.
Chevy Chase, he comes out. He's like, here he comes.
Zach Al, go ahead.
6'5", 6'10", with the afro.
I want to know, because everyone's talking about, which Green Lantern would you want to see? Jon Stewart, you're right. In the comic book form, he would bring a much-needed color to the league. Could you just cast somebody of a different race as Hal Jordan? Because there's nothing about that character that needs to be.
Yeah, there's two different. And currently, in the rebirth, there's two different ethnicities that are featured.
But there's Simon Baz and Jessica Cruz.
So why make them Hal Jordan? Just because?
No,
of the name
that's to me is that.
Well, that's what I mean. Like Hal Jordan is the people one that I think most people are familiar.
Right,
with.
I see what you're saying.
Do you do Hal Jordan and just you can cast whoever in that role?
Yeah.
Or do you try to differentiate from the Ryan Reynolds movie by by skipping Abin Sur and just bringing in a completely different Lantern.
If that's the case, they go Jon Stewart and just disregard Hal Jordan. But to just put whether a black guy, Hispanic guy, as Hal Jordan, because that's almost a disservice to those characters.
I mean, and you already have Jon Stewart, who is so well established in the animated film. You have Harley Quinn, that's never been more popular, established in the animated universe.
Good point.
So they have a good track record for characters, and that's not to say that Jon Stewart his origin was not in the animated film, but how we know Jon Stewart and his actual persona is from the Justice League animated show, which is wildly
that you
popular.
Bring that up. I read this article. It was all about changes that have happened over the comics that have stuck, and Harley Quinn was one, and Jon Stewart was the other, because before that he was just an architect. He was really kind of a bland
very
character.
Bland. He was like a fill-in.
That
was
whole military aspect was the animated series, and I think that's what they'll go with.
Yeah, somebody just pointed out they cast an African-American Jimmy Olsen on Supergirl. They also needlessly assassinated Jimmy Olsen in the movie universe.
Yeah.
Because they could.
Remember
because
when he was on
be
screen
funny.
For 2 minutes?
Yeah, he thought it'd be funny.
But the Jimmy Olsen... but the Jimmy Olsen on Supergirl, there was no other reporter character that was African-American that they could have brought on. It was always Jimmy Olsen, Lois, and Superman.
Oh, yeah, I have no problem with casting that guy as Jimmy Olsen. Making him the Guardian, though, is another issue.
That's a
stretch. We'll talk about that at a different time in the show. That's something that the Berlantiverse loves.
But I would rather, if they're not
going to... You don't have a costume. What are you doing on this show?
But with the Hal bit,
what
you said, Zach, I would rather them not cast a different ethnicity just to be Hal, I would rather bring that other character. Because now we've got the Latin Jessica Cruz, I believe it's Arabic. Is it Simon Baz? Is it Arabic?
Yes.
Or John Stewart. So you've got... You know, that's three different ethnicities. Right,
I
want to
talk about Jai Courtney's
in.
Wang.
Okay, so Jai Courtney ran around the set with his wang out,
and we have an image.
Wait, what's the? He's
out with your cock out.
I was gonna say it. Do you ever rock out with your cock out?
You stuttered.
Do you rock out with your cock out?
That is unacceptable. Listen, first of all, stop saying.
I mean, I do have one, but I don't.
The C word on this show because you've just removed our PG-13 rating. If you want to say something, you have to rhyme boomerang with Wang or boomerang with his man Thang or something like that. You know, to make it work.
The Batman
He's
going to
flick out with his stick out?
Okay.
That rhymed,
but that doesn't really sound like.
Flick out with your stick out. What's flick out mean?
You know what?
He's flicking it out. I'm flicking, sticking.
So, it was a funny story when Jai Courtney was on Conan O'Brien. He was talking about
how... He whipped
his
wang out on Conan?
No,
he was on Conan, and he was talking about how David Ayer came and visited his trailer.
This is great.
And he was naked in the trailer, and then he just started chasing him, and then, what was it, Jay Hernandez,
who
plays Diablo, was like... Hey, chase him, go for it, good for it. So, I mean, that sounds like they had an amazing time.
No,
he
was like,
sick him, like a dog.
Sick him. And there he is chasing David Ayer with his dong out?
Yeah. And
do you guys want to show this to the audience?
Yeah. Do you have it?
Yeah.
All right, here
we have the whole video?
Guys,
it's a photo. So somebody on set, one of his cast members.
I think Zach Gallo is saying that he's going to get the video, too.
I was just showing the photo.
No, the video is not a video of this. It's a video of him on Conan.
Oh.
This is just a photo that one of his cast members took and gave to Conan, and they wouldn't say on air which one, but they told him they would tell him afterwards because he claims he has a lot of dirt on all of the cast members and he's ready to share too. So I have a feeling we're going to get a little battle that
so
goes back.
So anyone listening to this, if you have video of Jai Courtney naked, it might be from Spartacus. Just put that out there. Tweet that out and you can get an idea of this. I still have not watched the extended cut of Suicide Squad because I'm waiting for the hard copy.
Me too.
Adam Gertler previously had some harsh things to say about Suicide Squad, not sitting great with me, so I just want to give it time and watch its extended cut. And I also want to say, like, you know, somebody pointed out on Twitter, they're like, oh, people's expectations are, like, so high now. If it's not great, it's either great or shit. And you know what? Whoever said that, you're absolutely right, and I'm guilty of that. But I also think it's just because the bar has been set so high that I'm not going to get excited about just okay. And I'm not going to pretend I'm just excited about just okay. Like, I want to see great stuff. The bar is high.
That was my problem with Bleed for this, is that I was too negative on it because it's either, in my eyes, it's either amazing or it's crap. And that was a good movie. And some movies can just be good movies and not great. But it's like, I feel like I just don't have time for things that are just good.
Yes.
I was just agreeing with you. I didn't mean to shut you up.
No. I was thinking, I'm just taking that in. I saw Hell or High Water this week. I thought that was a pretty great movie.
I haven't seen
it. But it's not like, it's just like one of those slow,
it's slow
character.
Burn.
Yeah. It's around Texas. You're watching Jeff Bridges. I think it's like the best thing Chris Pine's ever done that I've seen.
Because it's like, they're tentpole franchise films. It's, we expect.
This Means War?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and like, this was the third film out of the gate, and it needs to be great. So, I just want it to be I wanted the movie to be as good as I think the cast is, as good as I think the director is, and I still think it was a situation of too many cooks.
I think the film, once the BBS reaction came out, was in trouble.
Because you think they
meddled and came to the set, and we heard all the stories about the rumors and the reshoots. I think if Ayer would have just...
Yeah. Yeah.
If this movie came out before BVS, I think we would have seen a different film.
I don't agree with you. I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I do agree with you.
Because watching that film, I think what gets me upset is there's a great film in there. You see the kernels, and the first hour of the film, especially for me, is very, very enjoyable. It's that last 30 minutes.
Yeah, once it gets into plot and you're like, this is not a good plot. Their mission is a silly mission. And the, again, it's
been
said.
But again, the cast is so well, so we establish that cast.
Oof, that Enchantress.
That Enchantress.
And I know Marvel hasn't always had the best villains either, but that was really bad. And to me, the worst thing about it was like, the brilliant Amanda Waller, so devious, but she's like, yeah, this woman's dangerous, but I'll leave her about because she's going to fall in love with her.
Did you watch the Honest Trailer?
I want to. I haven't seen it yet. Is it great?
It's like...
Jack, can we watch the Honest Trailer?
You know who does Honest Trailers?
Do
you know who does Honest Trailers?
Yeah.
Screen Junkies?
Yeah.
Oh, Sackler. Sack L, if we could do that, that would be so much fun.
That's my company, though.
June Moon, world's worst archaeologist. Oh, what's this Valley of Advice? Break.
Ah,
come on. Okay.
Okay, so anyway, Michael Bay, who just put out a trailer for his newest opus, the Transformers to the Fifth Power.
You're like an opus today.
Looks amazing. Amazing, you know.
Amazingly something.
Amazingly something.
So he's not going to be joining us anytime soon in DC land, and I'm going to tell
you
why.
Roxy Stryer, crown jewel of DC movie news.
This is his quote. I wouldn't want to. It's not my thing. It's just not my gig. I don't ever want to take someone like a third or something or second of something. I got to do my own thing because the most fun is when a real director creates the world. You know, you talk to Ridley Scott. One of our favorite things to do is create the world. Steven Spielberg, create the world. That is what it's about. If I were to do something, I would have to redo it my way. So he's not down with the DCU joining us. Or Marvel, for
that matter. I have a point of to address to that.
Okay.
Well, I think he just did that with Transformers. He
established his own world?
No, he took something that had been done two or three times before with comic books, cartoons, and tons of animated films and made his own version of it.
But he created the visual language for those films.
So why couldn't he do that with it? He doesn't want to be part of the DC that's going and a Marvel that's going.
Exactly.
But if DC didn't do what they're doing.
Yeah.
Nolan came in. Nolan created his world of his
films. I think he was just talking about now.
The current, hey, do you
want
to go part of DC or Marvel right now?
I
agree with that.
Yeah. It was like, okay, basically what he's saying is if he was the Zack Snyder, then he'd be down with it.
Yeah.
Neither of any of this sounds great, by the way. I'm very happy that none of this has happened, but. But I mean, I don't know. His films also like Zack Snyder.
But if you look at
a very specific,
if you look at
them,
The Rock and Bad Boys, it's like those are great movies.
I agree with you. Yeah.
So it's just like
Bad Boys 2, the soundtrack.
No,
let's go.
No.
What up, girl? What your name is? Turn around. Where you from? Who you came with?
What?
Your ass.
What?
Yeah. Totally. No, I have no idea.
Okay. Anyway, want to move on from Michael Bay?
All right.
Yes, so Forbes magazine, which for some reason always has opinion pieces about DC movies.
Well, it's Forbes, everything.
Forbes, really tries to stick their head
Aren't they
in...
like a financial magazine?
I think it's probably this one guy who's like a big nerd that gets to write it
well,
Forbes.
This guy's
and he's
name
like
is Scott Mendelson.
That's the guy
I think it's the same guy.
It's the same guy.
And he's like every week, he's pitching. He's like, hey guys, this DC article.
Hey guys, this article that I want to talk about. Let's talk about DC.
If you want to read this article, it's titled, Why Justice League Should Be the Last Sequel in the DC Films Universe. And he goes on to talk about why Justice League is, why DC is made much more for single films and there shouldn't be any sequels. His basic point is that Marvel is able to pump them out quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're not pumping them out as quick, we better be doing them better. And it's harder to do better with sequels.
Well,
and he thinks that we should be,
to address,
there are so many more characters, and he thinks we should be highlighting more characters as opposed to piggybacking on the characters that we've already highlighted.
Okay. I was making fun of Mr. Mendelsohn at the top of this, but now hearing that, I see agree, because Marvel, and to their wonderful films, it has become, and it's known in the industry, it is a cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
They have a way they do it. They bring the people
in. They're making three movies at a time right now.
And Marvel is what they are today because they sold the rights to Fantastic Four, X-Men, Spider-Man, these great films. DC still has, Warner Bros. Has control of all
everything.
The staples.
Here,
so there are so many films out there. Instead of doing Batman 2, 3, 4, branch out to do a Booster Gold, Blue Beetle team-up film. I kind of agree with that.
Here's the strongest quote in his article, probably.
Agree with that.
The primary appeal of this cinematic universe are the iconic characters which exist within it, as opposed to any long-running story arcs. The DC films offerings are not going to be as regular / plentiful as the MCU offerings. With those facts and evidence, I would say the best thing the DC films franchise can do is forego its sequels entirely.
It's not a bad strategy. I see what they're saying. Like, yeah, Marvel,
I like that.
You know, I know you've got Flashpoint and Crisis and a couple of these stories,
yeah,
but Marvel has a lot of these storylines that people are very familiar with from like the 90s and early 2000s. That they're just kind of taking those and throwing them up there. And it seems like it makes sense, rather than like work on the Batman, new Batman trilogy, it's like, let's get a solo Batman film, let's get him in Justice League, let's get him pairing up with someone else over here.
It just seems, I mean...
Here, let me ask you guys a question on this.
Shoot, please.
I think this is a fascinating point, and actually it does make sense a lot for this. The main reason I think it makes sense, I think with Batman as the exception, most DC heroes have one iconic villain. Because I think with what sequels and everything, what it really rely on is finding a villain that really stands strong. And I connect each DC superhero with a villain that really is their like polar opposite, that like really plays against them, like Superman and Lex Luthor. And once you get into like the more deeper, like the ones that go beyond their main one, I think that there's a bigger drop off.
Well, I also think that
what do you guys think?
Maybe just not deciding to have a sequel before you even have the first film.
Yeah.
Because I think that's really where we get into problems more. I see what you're saying, Zach, about the villain, and I don't disagree with you, but I also think we already announced movies, the second one and the third one, before we even have the first one. Yeah, how do we even know if the story is going to call for that?
I think...
And then we cater to having that second one too much.
Batman will always be a cash cow, and there should always be some Batman film
in
being worked in.
Yeah.
But like that goes back to what I said with the Flash film. That doesn't have to lead to anything. It could be a Flash standalone, or the Green, because it's called Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah.
See who in the people in that film that the people love, and then do you can do a story that's not even on Earth. That is your Star Wars right there. Is the Green Lantern Corps?
Well, that's what I'm hoping they do. I would really like to see that.
This is actually very smart. This way, they're not shoehorned into every, because that's the problem you get to when you're doing films that are all building to a collective thing. Well, we got to shoe this scene in because it's got to tie to this film. If DC just does their standalone films, you know, that could be their way to separate from Marvel. I mean, that's not a bad... I apologize now for making fun of that guy at the top of that article.
Well, he does write for Forbes. He knows what he's doing. Okay, so let's take a look at that Honest Movie trailer, since it looks like it's queued up here.
It's fairly long. We can watch, like, the first minute or
just going to watch some of it. Long trailer here. Screen Junkies.
You're just trying to... Well, it's okay because we're talking about Screen Junkies, but you're trying to stall on TV time.
No, we're not. I want to suck the marrow
out of TV time.
That's Superman.
I like marrow.
Comes a film about the worst heroes ever. Uh-huh. And that's from their actual trailer. Way to go, guys. You want us trailered yourself. Suicide Squad.
Yes.
After the mixed reception to their last movie, Warner Brothers probably regrets spending just 6 weeks on the script for this one.
Now,
they have 4 short months
to reshuffle their executives,
juggle 7 different cuts.
That is cool.
Reshoot the third act. Deliver on all the jokes that they already
put in the trailers.
And manage a director who takes shots at their biggest competition.
That did not go over well.
What's the word?
What, are we some kind of suicide squad?
Man, this thing is writing itself. Amanda Waller has a solution. She's bringing together a bunch of bad guys to save the world.
Yeah.
This girl can do some pretty incredible things.
Like
from
dance.
The bad guys she brought together to save the world.
Do your worst, bitch.
They're high on attitude, but dangerously low on relevant skills. Like a man who's half crocodile, half racial stereotype.
Oh, yeah.
Any other requests?
B-E-T.
A guy who shoots fire.
B-E-T, that was the worst part of the whole movie.
I should have said Animal Planet.
One chicken chomping exposition machine who blurts out whatever the plot needs him to.
We gotta cut her heart out!
Here comes Slipknot, the man who can climb anything.
Yeah.
Her heart's out! We can end this!
A drunk guy with a boomerang.
That's so true.
Some Steven Seagal looking ass rope dork.
All right.
A 90-pound girl with a bat.
Rope dork.
You got
Sorry.
It.
Sorry.
A lady just kind of shows up and...
Okay, so Honest trailers are funny stuff.
Yeah, they proved the point.
I mean, just so freaking awesome, though. Yeah. That's so cool that they're going into the digital space with Emmys. I was really proud of those guys.
Okay, so that is the news for the movies. I think we have questions. We'll do a couple Twitter questions after our next...
TV. Ready? I'll beatbox. Roxy Stratus, TV Time, Shakespeare, set the fashion spot. DC Movie News, it's time to talk. TV Time! Wow. How much much did I just like kick butt? That was really
really great. Yeah, I was letting you do what you were doing.
Yeah, that's really good. I also I learned a new skill too. Have you learned this?
Yep.
What's that?
Done that one. It's like you're making a low muffled sound, but it sounds high pitched at the same time.
Okay.
Yep, yeah, it's really
so. It was really good. Okay, TV time. So we talked about the crossover last week, but the last part of it hadn't aired yet.
Yeah,
the Legends part. I thought that the crossover was pretty strong, but I think that the Supergirl part wasn't part of the crossover. The Legends part and the Flash part were part of the crossover, and Arrow 100 was also not part. So it was like on a night, off a night, on a night, off a night.
I thought it was also interesting, spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen this week's Arrow, that like he talked about, like last week we were like, oh, it's like they're doing It's a Wonderful Life, and then this week he's like, my favorite movie is A Wonderful Life. Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life. Last week I watched it again. So I was like, if anybody missed it, just so y'all know. That's what we was doing with the 100th episode.
Also, Flash was the season finale, the mid-season finale, was my favorite Flash episode this season. I thought it was so strong.
I agree.
Really, really good. I think that they're killing it. I love what they're doing right now with Julian's character, what they did with Alchemy. I just think that it's really strong. That whole Iris part, again, trying to be vague and not give too many spoilers. Also, loving Gotham. Did you guys check out what they're doing with Penguin?
Riddler? A new Gotham this week?
Yeah, Monday.
Oh, I may have missed it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Monday. And Lucifer, which I think...
The last thing I saw with Gotham, spoilers, is that, like, Riddler is, like, up on what Penguin kind of did to him, and he's, like, now going to set him up, and, like, they're...
How up on it?
Like, he knows, like, he's, like, going to plan on, like, he wants to destroy him. Like, the last
thing he's... Destroy, yeah, I think that was this
week. No. I saw this when I was still, like, in Long Island. Like, I have not seen...
Going to destroy, like, goes to team up with other people to destroy him.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. All right, I got to catch up. But I agree with you. I like Gotham best of all the other ones this season. Flash was
maybe
good.
I was just late on my Gotham. Maybe I was a week late. And a week late on my Lucifer. Maybe I just didn't talk about him last week. I don't know why I'm thinking we didn't chat about him.
Were you here?
But, yeah, I've been here.
Oh, yeah, you were here.
I've been here this whole dang time.
That's right.
I don't know who that was. But CW, no wonder they're doing crossovers because their ratings were real high.
Oh,
really,
my gosh.
Really helped Legends, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Helped everyone.
And it's going to help Supergirl, too, because we're going to bring over fans, even though that wasn't part of the crossover.
I saw one report that was, like, very astutely saying, like, yeah, the dominators were not very dominating. Like, the threat was not... I mean, which is true.
I thought they looked cool.
They did.
And there was a lot of them.
Yeah, they handled that real well.
Yeah, no, they looked really cool, but, not a big threat there. It was really just an excuse to get everybody kind of together and, like, Barry to tell everybody about Flashpoint and everything like this. Mm-hmm.
Something I'm so, so not excited about is that Powerless got its premiere date. I just couldn't be... I don't know how to phrase that nicer. I could not be less excited. In February, on the 2nd, Powerless is coming out.
Chat roll, who is excited about Powerless? You're always criticizing us when we get too negative and harsh. And sure, I hope it's like the new Office. Does anybody out there suspect that this is going to be good? Well, and maybe there's a reason...
I think they reshot the pilot, right?
That's usually a good sign, right?
It's got to be, because that trailer was...
Yeah, it's...
It was awful.
And Tunix is in this, right?
Yeah.
It's just
Danny Pudi.
It just seems like something from maybe Vanessa 10 years ago that would have been on TV.
You know, it seems like the kind of thing that unless you had a great take. And by that, I mean showrunner, writer, mastermind. That's like, guys, this is it. But now if you're telling me it's like back and forth, now they're just trying to salvage a property, reshooting the thing. It tells me that they don't have a take, and this is going to be a train wreck. That's my prediction. And listen, I'll be the first person to say if I'm wrong. Actually, I won't be. I'm sure Twitter will let me know first. What about that Arrow 100?
Arrow 100 from last week?
I guess it was. Yeah. So there's mid-season finale. Excuse me, mid-season finale.
The 100 fell in the middle of Invasion. You'd think it'd been the mid... But it just... 101 episode
But that was a big episode this week. Yeah. Both Flash and Arrow were big episodes this week.
Oh.
Did you not watch it last night?
No. I didn't watch Arrow.
Oh, I didn't watch it last night. I know it's a big one, but I did not watch it.
Because I'm like, I can't believe you're not really talking about it.
No, don't tell us. We didn't see it.
Major spoilers.
Don't tell us.
Lots of stuff happens. Again, this is my constant thing. It's like, if they had fewer episodes, there'd be more episodes like you saw this week, which were both Christmas episodes. And as a Jew, I always like Christmas episodes.
I do too.
I don't know why.
I can't even help it.
Ragman's been representing for the Jews, though. They make at least one reference to him being Jewish a week.
That was a big thing in the comics, is his ethnic, his background,
which is big, because if you don't know, Jews were known when they came to this country for being in the shmata business. Shmatas are rags. That's like, that was a big thing. So it was like, oh, he's in the shmata business. You're either in the jewelry business or the shmata business.
Some of the biggest creators of comic books in the 30s, 40s, 50s were Jewish.
What's that? So
the biggest creators of comics were Jewish guys.
Yes, they were. That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Including the creators of Superman.
Joel Schuster.
Schuster and Siegel.
Schuster and Siegel.
Okay, a great episode. I can't talk about it to you, but man, Ollie's not in a great place. Let's just put it that way.
I'm so bummed that I didn't watch it. Yeah, the whole chat is talking about it right now.
I heard it's a huge one.
We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it now. Next week,
Zach L. Isolate Kalinowski saying, I heard it's a huge one to be used later. Okay. Moving on. We have you played any of the new Telltale stuff?
I will say this. I played episode one and I was on board and I told everyone, I was like, I should have listened to you all. It's phenomenal. So I was going to buy them separately because in the store, I like a disc. I like buying the disc.
Yeah.
But it was like $30.
Sure.
But if you buy the five episodes, it's $5. So it's $25. So I'm like, all right, I'll buy episodes. But Black Friday deal came out. It was $10 for the disc. So I got it.
Okay.
I spent $15. I have all five of them, but
you
only
have all five.
But
of them
only three are released.
Right.
You get them when they come released.
Right.
No, four are released. Right.
Right. The one with the Joker was the last one that came out, and then there's a finale.
Comes out next week. The
13th. I have not played the Joker.
I'm going to play them all at once, but I played episode one. They're phenomenal. It is. I can't wait for season two or chapter two or whatever.
I didn't know where you were going with that. I thought you were going to say, I played one and then I fell off. They're fun. They're not like hard games.
It's different for me because I'm playing the old Arkham, Return to Arkham games now.
Yeah.
And that's Arkham City. I forgot how damn
that's
good
like
that
a hard game.
Oh my
that's
God.
A good game.
But it's a button mash. It's a. The Telltale games are more interactive choose your own adventure.
They're like TV shows made for millennials so that you won't fall asleep watching something that's longer than 12 minutes. You know, like, hey, you have to hit a button, right? It'll keep you going. But it's basically a well-told story. And it's like a really well-told story. Like, I want those people working on DCEU films stuff. Like, it's a good story. It's very it's very classic. Okay, is that it? Do we have any? Oh, Twitter questions.
Yeah.
Let's have some Twitter
We don't have that much time, so we can probably do a couple. But you had those that you wanted
I'll
to
pull them
ask.
Up for you guys right now. Let's see here.
For us.
For you guys.
Thank you so much.
Yes, of course. Let's see. I'm going to the Twitter chat roll.
Going to the Twitter.
Let's see.
At 4:20 right now is the current time in Los Angeles.
All
right.
Do you ever think we'll see... This comes from Marvel movie fan. All right.
Okay.
Do you ever think we'll see a DCEU film release head-to-head with a Marvel film?
Like same weekend?
I'm assuming so.
Well, we're going to see very close to that when... what is it? When Justice League comes out just 2 weeks after Thor Ragnarok, I believe.
I think that one of them would back down from the from the exact same weekend.
Well,
I mean,
saw
same
that with Batman, Superman, Civil War.
Right.
That was a
100% not on the same day.
Never.
It doesn't benefit anybody.
Unless, do you think if DC reaches the level of what we all want and like the level of Marvel's quality and, you know, the way that they are, DC gets to that level. Do you think DC would get ballsy and go, "Oh, you got a movie there, Marvel? All right, we're going to go against you now."
No, I think
we've
Marvel
waited
would be
10
too
years.
Smart. One of them would move.
One of them would move. I think the best case scenario is then like DC takes a slot that Marvel then moves off of. That's the best you're going to get.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's really interesting, you know, because like Thor's coming out. I think like right at the beginning of November, and then Justice League
but
2 weeks after that.
I should say this. Bottom line is
that's crazy.
Every studio wants the other movie to do well. Like no one wants. You want to make as much money as you can for your film, and you want your other competition to make as much money. It's not, you know...
Well, to up the ante even, just like...
It's if you split films, and that's why films leave release dates all the time, because they don't want to compete
this
for your
This is what
dollar.
We're saying. Rising tide raises all ships.
There you go.
Okay.
Here's another one. This is a good one from Miguel. Why do you think WB execs are afraid of using GL when Spidey was successfully rebooted?
Okay. My opinion on this is that, A... It's Spider-Man,
yeah.
One of the most recognizable IPs
in the world.
B, it's made five movies that have all made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that doesn't. So they made the third Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. It wasn't good. Still made. I think it made more money than the other ones.
It made the most of it. It made the most money that year of any film.
So they smartly switched tactics. They did Amazing Spider-Man, which I thought was a good restart. Amazing Spider-Man 2, which, like it or hate it, is going to be on FX Movie Download very soon.
You know
I think
that
in
it's
February.
One of my favorite films.
I know you
and I know Roxy loves it. And parts of that were good, but they still had the wherewithal to switch and go to Marvel. So I actually give Sony a ton of credit for making for not just going, well, like, hey, it's making money, keep it going.
Yeah.
They're looking down
Although,
the pike.
I think the Sony hack that happened that year that crippled that studio is a factor in the fact that it got to Marvel.
Yeah, then as a comic book movie fan, I'm glad it happened.
I think it's also Green Lantern was worse than Spider-Man was.
Oh, Green Lantern didn't do well.
Right, so Green Lantern didn't do well.
They're gun-shy
about
they're
gun-shy
it. And
about.
I think
that
DC tends to be more gun-shy in general, and Marvel's like, hey, we're kicking butt. People like Spider-Man as a character. He's even more well-known.
Listen, right.
Green Lantern is more of an abstract concept, too, because it's harder to grasp what's exactly going on.
Right.
And there's so many.
Like, you go
Green
into
Lanterns.
A Spider-Man film, you know what you're getting. Yes. You know,
much fewer iconic GL storylines, too,
well, you
than
Spider-Man
storylines.
We know Spider-Man's
story
girlfriend. We
know
his
the
backstory.
Origin.
We know, you know.
I know fans are going to fight me on that, but that's just a fact. There's a lot of known Spider-Man storylines since the 60s, and most people, even comic book fans, couldn't tell you a lot of Green Lantern, like Blackest Night. Like, there's not a lot of iconic stories that are huge, so it's hard. I actually thought there was a lot good in Green Lantern. I love the Abin Sur stuff. Like,
when
that part looked really good.
It was pretty good.
Oh, it was good. It just, it didn't know what it was.
Okay, I feel like we have time for one more.
Okay, great. Right.
You got one over there? I got one. Here's a good one. Most anticipated moment. It's from Pablo Perez. Most anticipated moment in a following DCU films, like a scene that you just want to say, like you're just like, yes.
Most anticipated moment in a following DCU?
In an upcoming?
Yeah, what are we looking forward to? Like, what moment's going to happen?
Oh, what is it?
Go.
Okay. Mine is, and I know it's going to be ruined in a trailer, so don't do it.
Probably will be.
It's the return of Superman to the Justice League. Like, I'm sorry, whatever. All things aside, when Superman shows up, when you've already established the Justice League, what could be more amazing than that? Please don't ruin it in the trailer. I'm just saying, one guy to the next. Jeff Bukes, Ben, Ezra, anybody listening to me. And make it awesome. Make it iconic. That's what I'm saying. What about you guys?
You got yours?
I have two.
Okay, what are they?
One that I will be in Justice League, I hope, is a Bruce Clark moment of them seeing each other. You know, and going, oh my God, like realizing he's not dead.
Yeah.
He's here. That moment. But I am looking forward to, excuse me, in a Batman, solo Batman film. And I don't know if it's going to happen, but I would love to see Batman and Robin done right. To finally see.
Okay. But that's not a moment. That's not an actual. Yeah.
That would be like a film.
Yes. We're talking about like a one.
Okay.
What's an image or a scene that you just like want to see? A reveal or a.
That's the Batman Superman like shaking hands.
Yeah.
It's you're back and shaking hands with at the end of beating Steppenwolf.
Yeah, we've always now.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see the Justice League be put together and see how they like coerce everybody into coming on.
That's not a moment though. That's the whole film. Yeah.
No,
that's the whole film.
That's a series of moments.
That's a series of moments.
Is there one particular part that you're looking to see? Like that, the splash page of when they're all like, when Aquaman flies in and they're all like,
tableau. More so than the Flash getting Flash on because we saw it was going to be funny and whatever and he comes pretty quickly. But Aquaman, because what are we doing in that place where Aquaman's there and they're like, herd, that a fish, whatever. But then mostly you guys know that I'm so excited for Wonder Woman.
Right.
And I just can't wait to see the first moment on screen where she kicks frickin' butt. Like,
somebody in
herself.
The chat roll just said Batman kissing Wonder Woman.
Oh.
Jeff Dunn.
That could be a...
Jeff Dunn, he wants to see Batman lay a big smacker on...
I wouldn't hate it.
I wouldn't
either. Would you ship that?
I
hope so. I hope we get the two of them together.
Is that weird if you ship the two of them? Does it become shipping Wonder Man and isn't that covered by a different IP? That's a Marvel character?
What? No.
Ship Wonder Man? Or you would ship Batwoman?
No, yeah.
You would ship...
I want them together. I think that's a
great thing. I'm not a millennial. I don't know how to ship things.
Yeah,
what did you say?
I think it's a great thing, the two of them together. I hope so.
It could even be like Wonder Bat.
Oh, God. See, that's why she's really a millennial. Wonder Bat.
I would love to see that.
Wonder Bat is sexy.
Yeah.
And it's also, I believe, the
mysterious
name of the bat from The Natural with Robert Redford.
I think, wouldn't it be Brianna?
Bruce and Diana.
Have you seen the
meme? Well, we're shipping their superheroes.
Have
together.
You seen the meme that they've made where it's like Diana after she got knocked down by Doomsday and she gives him that smirk, but they've superimposed her on a bed and then it's Bruce going, "Well, here I am." That's awesome.
A lot of wonder.
Okay, guys,
right
we'd like
now.
To hear what you have to say in the chat room. Zach L, what were you going to say?
Oh, the moment I'm excited to see.
Yes.
And just like, I really want to see Wonder Woman meet the Flash. Because that's such like a polar opposites of people getting together. And I love Wonder Woman. And the Flash TV shows made me fall in love with the character. And like, if it's anything like Grant Gustin's Flash, like the idea of him meeting someone that's like morose
like
and like burdened by like history as Wonder Woman will
that's
be
a good
beautiful.
One.
That's a good one too. I'm definitely also excited to see Iris and Barry interact and see how their chemistry is on screen.
Yeah, and then you know, but that also makes me think like if Wonder Woman does really well, like there's got to be a Wonder Woman sequel. You know what I mean? Like despite what we
not
just said about
to
sequels,
Scott.
Yeah, I don't know. I do agree that, yeah, not every single one is going to get it.
Right.
But I also think that it really just depends on how they do and what the demand is and how they're received.
All right, we got to go. We got to go.
We got to
go. Okay, guys, we got to go very suddenly. It's been fun. I've enjoyed this show. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. People like me. Once you guys,
you're handsome.
That was a little Stuart Smalley. Oh, guys! If you like books, read Norm Macdonald's "Based on a True Story," a memoir. It's hilarious. I've been listening to it the past couple of days. Very funny. Read by Norm. Mike Kalinowski, what do you got to say about yourself?
You guys can find me at Mike Kalinowski on Twitter. You can find me DC Movie News Character Corner, which we've been dropping lots of those. I'll be back. We're going to be coming back for the MacGyver Afterbuzz show. Head over to Collider. Check out my movie trivia Schmodown against Ashley V. Robinson. Vincent.
Do you know when you're going again?
I don't. No, they're gonna. I've got my hit list ready to go.
He is our champion.
The killer has his hit list down, and I'm waiting for my next victim.
Mm.
Well,
so check that out, guys.
I would gladly step in the octagon with you, Roxy Stryer.
Roxy Stryer, you can find me at Roxy Stryer over at Screen Junkies. I'm there on Tuesdays 4 p.m. for TV fights. Wednesdays 1 p.m. for Flash and Friends. We're actually doing our final Flash and Friends this coming Wednesday because the show's going on hiatus, so then we wouldn't have anything to talk about, though.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the final one of this year.
Not ever.
We'll start again next year.
Johnny LaQuasto cannot be here. You can find him at Jay Quasto. He had a very successful blood drive over the past weekend. And the new Commissioner Gordon, I believe, showed up and did some blood.
Oh, yeah.
J.K. Simmons.
Which is amazing. So there.
And he shook his hand and he said, thanks.
Yeah, so expect J.K. Simmons to be on an upcoming episode of DC Movie News. I would almost guarantee it.
That's what I got from the story, too.
Yeah. So check out Jay Quasto. He's always doing great things. I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me at Adam Gertler. Cooking, making sausages for Doghouse Restaurants, doing movies on FX Movie Download. We have The Equalizer coming up, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Tell you I ate there for the first time
at Doghouse.
Yeah,
what'd you think?
So good.
Did you have a dog or burger?
Dog.
Awesome.
Yeah,
which one?
Really good. Just a bratwurst.
Okay.
It was really good.
Das Brats.
And I got onions on it and peppers and
okay.
It was delicious.
Oh, you built your own.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course you did.
I did.
That's awesome. So go to doghouse.com if you want to find out where there's one coming near you. We'll see you guys next time. We love you. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.